Okay, we're on here, baby.
Hey, greetings and salutations and welcome. Tonight, we're going to go straight to the speakers to start off with, and as soon as they are done, we will get back to a normal format. In the meantime, what we will do is we will put on the first speaker in a few moments after we've done the introductions of Russ. Say hello, please.
Hello.
Skip.
Good evening, young lady.
Young man, you are vaguely familiar. You are Shane. Okay.
Hopefully, Charlie.
Okay. As I said, we have some very special guests here tonight. So we will, without further ado, I will step aside and we will put on our first guest speaker.
Greetings and felicitations. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here this evening in a communication that we will now commence with. It has been brought to my attention that contact has been established with the Zeta Group, which is part of our design planning for expediting the current conferences, which will be starting in a brief period of time. The definition of brief is a statement which is, in our perception, different from your definition of brief. Whether it is 1 year or 100 years, it's besides the point of us that is a brief moment in time. The purpose of these discussions will become more clear, even though there is a little bit of negativity and hostility being projected by the Zeta Reticuloids and their reptilian allies. It is with difficulty that these hurdles must be overcome to facilitate a speedy and an understandable communication which will be able to aid in the growth of the spiritual consciousness of your planet. We are not going to take a moral high road or a moral low road. We are going to react in a way that will facilitate the growth for all people for the best possible outcome. All parties involved. The spiritual growth that is necessary for your planet is something that all parties involved must help. We are here to ask a number of questions. First of all, the first question is, where do you perceive your spiritual consciousness going?
At present, I personally see our spiritual consciousness growing toward a higher dimension to make an evolutionary leap.
Is that as a individual, your personal beliefs, or as a whole, as in a racial belief?
That is my personal feelings for us as a race.
Okay, but what is the race feeling? We have three representatives here. What is your feelings?
From what I can gather and what I've seen happen in the last 10 to 15 years, which is a moment near time, I understand. But it appears to me that more and more and more of our world is becoming to the point of where they're talking about seeing the light, which is spiritual growth as far as I can see.
Okay, second question. Young man, do you have anything, as you are the youngest member here, that you wish to comment on concerning your perception of spiritual growth? Nothing at this time?
No.
Okay. Okay, second question is concerning what is the perception of the various racial entities and the groups involved in these discussions? Again, I would like an answer from each of you, please.
Okay. The Zeta Reticuli have got almost what you might call a media blitz going, whereby they are presented as the one and only alien species that is out there working for either the benefit or the non-benefit of humans, depending on which particular thing you see. On a racial level, other species just aren't really represented in any kind of media or any kind of presentation. So it's really kind of one-sided right now on a racial basis down here of how people perceive other races.
Now, wait a minute. Can I ask a question so I can understand this a little bit better? Are you talking about the racial entities on our planet or how we perceive other races within the universe?
The other races within the universe.
Ah, okay. I really don't know. I really can't give you an answer on that. It's a little bit beyond my comprehension at the present time.
Young man? Okay. With it in mind that there it seems to be a perception in some quarters that there is a media, quote, unquote, blitz going on with one particular species, then this may present a problem in being able to get more individuals active within the negotiation process. How would you feel about a entity that is more humanoid in appearance?
I think it would reflect well on the talks themselves, as people would respond better to that as opposed to something that is more unhuman-like. Due to the fact that really the only other unhuman-like alien you ever really see perceived are kind of really etheric.
Yeah, theoretically, through our media or whatever, they've perceived other races or other beings as completely alien to our sights, communications, or whatever. To have a humanoid more representative or appearance in humanoid form would probably further the talks a lot faster than having a non-human form, okay?
Okay. Young man? No comments at this time. Okay. With that in mind, somebody that would be more of a humanoid, quote, earthling appearance would be much more suitable than somebody of a more ethereal appearance. So therefore, for your ease of mind and that of your species, it would be easier to have an individual that sounded and looked more as you do. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe you're correct there. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I have nothing to add at this time.
Okay. Yeah, that would make it a lot quicker. People would be more comfortable with that kind of appearance.
Right.
You're very, very intuitive, aren't you?
What does that mean?
That means you are very instinctual or observant. Intuitive being intuition.
I just like to see a little more of it. Yeah,
okay. All fun aside, okay, we will continue with our next speaker, and we will go through next speaker as expediently as possible, and then we'll have our final speaker shortly thereafter. I probably won't interrupt in between. Okay?
All right.
Greetings and felicitations, and again, welcome on behalf of my esteemed colleague that spoke prior, and Madam Ambassador. It is my duty as a communicator and a historian to be able to talk to you tonight on the technological advances that I have been commenting on in previous discussions that we have had with your small group. You'll have to excuse my energy flow. It seems to be interrupting the host body's natural energy flow. Where we will go with this brief comments, and then I too will ask some questions, is concerning the technological interaction with the medium that you wish to use. It seems to me, having observed and analysed various data, that now it is getting close to the design point that we wish, where once the discussions start to take place, it can be done in a much more easier format than either dictating or by using your digitals to type in messages on a keyboard instrument. It is now getting to the point where, due to your currency flow, that the cost of little apparatuses for viewing are becoming from a prohibitive price to a inexpensive price. And so, therefore, you'll be able to use these mediums to be able to have recorded announcements through the host's vocal capacities and to be able to interact at certain times, at prearranged times, so that all parties can, from time to time, meet, as it were, face-to-face, even though it would be through the medium of your current entertainment system of the internet. The purpose would be more useful and more user-friendly, so therefore it would be putting a human face on the discussions. However, the problem I perceive is that some of the entities may not wish to do so, and those that do may be working through mediums that would be into using fiscal currencies, so unfortunately that would slow down the process. But with the technology that I see very soon to be more used and the non-prohibitive price of the equipment relating to this will definitely speed up the process and give access to those individuals that have the desire to be able to communicate in this medium. Now, the first question that I will be asking is, how do you feel about the interaction and the current growth in the technology that you are using with the ability to view over great distances using your entertainment medium and news services over your digital cabling system?
The digital cabling is allowing faster internet access in various parts that it's at. Unfortunately, there's still many parts that don't have such technology as yet and still rely on dial-out modems, which would slow down the connection speed as far as making this workable. As far as the other goes, is the capabilities now with the cameras, is it still camera-ready as far as conference call, but a lot of it is still having to type in the answers and questions on a keyboard to have them pop up next to the image that's being displayed.
I am under the impression that this is about to change.
I haven't heard much on that yet.
Okay.
Though it is there, the technology is there. It's just, like I said, that's still not quite as inexpensive yet.
Oh, wait.
Video phone.
Video phone, of course.
Yes, it is. It is. It's feasible right now.
Right. You know more about that than I do, actually.
So. Yes, I do. Video phone. Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that was desired.
A video phone is a video camera on top of our screens, which we view, and talking over a phone through the net, you can see the person you're talking to and they can see you. And it is over telephone lines. Russ said, there's a lot of areas that don't have the cable yet, but the cable companies are very, very hot on this because it is a lot faster than the telephone lines.
Okay.
These are both our means of communications, but the equipment has come down in price to a point where most people can afford it.
Okay, now concerning the cable, am I correct in assuming that that is a metal cable encased in a plastic and ceramic casing?
Fiber optic.
Fiber optics, and it's a lot quicker than the telephone, which is plastic and metal.
Okay. And also, am I correct in assuming that satellite capability would be even faster?
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know if that is in complete operation yet.
Almost.
Or not.
Microsoft has got another year left on before it gets distributed.
Yeah, ALO is doing that, aren't they?
Right, isn't it satellites?
As Ashtar said, that time to us is a different perception than of your time.
Yeah. Well, it's in the near future. Let's put it that way.
Blink of an eye for your time perception, right?
Yeah, it will be in operation by the time these discussions start, I believe.
Good. So it would be easy to say that once the discussions start, we will be able to go from one set of communication systems to a much more sophisticated and less cost prohibitive than the original investment made by individuals in more primitive communication systems.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and to this end, it would be easier once this system installs to work as a group, being the Earth human group, as opposed to other groups, to work together to improve each other's communication systems and mediums.
Yeah, we're doing that constantly, trying to upgrade our own communications within our sphere of communication. Now, everybody's trying to do this is upgrade so that we can get better.
Okay.
That's the only way I can put it, is better.
Okay. So, following the vein similar to Ashtart, it would be easier to have a representative from the world of Sirius that was fluent in your English communication. Would that be beneficial?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So to select an individual, they would be necessary to be very communicative, and learning ability would have to be high so that they could learn your interesting local dialects.
Yeah, our colloquialisms and idiosyncrasies and stuff like that. Yeah, you're correct.
So it would be useful for an individual that may have possibly had time served on your planet.
Mm-hmm. Though also,
that would not be suitable.
Well, though also there is a certain amount of decorum that would be necessary for this.
Well, not only that, but you're going to run into a little bit of a challenge here. Different parts of even our nation have different, we call them brogues, dialects. They're not that far from the English, American language. I can't say English because that's a different, it's a different way of speaking than Americans do. Okay.
I am aware that English has many different varieties within it under one auspice of a name, even though it would be correct to say that there is American, there is Canadian, there is New Zealand, there is South African, Australian, yeah. And of course, English.
Yeah, you understand that. I was just trying to put that in there, because that's going to have to be learned by whoever talks to us, to the different areas of the country. They're going to have to know these things.
So an individual that has a more generic American accent would be more suitable than an individual that has no accent at all.
Well, your accent, for example, using Mark's body right now and the way it's coming out,
I am aware that it does have a English hint to it.
Right, but still, it's perfect for what you're looking for, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Russ is correct in his assumption.
I would be unable to participate.
Right, but whoever you did would have to, if they had your same English capabilities and way of speaking, would be perfectly workable.
Hosting would also be unavailable due to the fact that he has more of what you would call a southern surf language.
Monk.
Oh, monk. Okay. Yeah, but that's okay. Several of the people that we have spoken to from Ceres or Astar Command have got command of the language that's very acceptable.
We feel that it would be best to have an individual that has had little or no contact with your planet, so therefore it would be an unbiased and unopinionated point of view that would be able to be used. The feeling that we are getting is that if we had an individual that had experience with your planet, they would be tainted by the perceptions of the planet. So therefore, an individual that is totally unknowing of the setup would be an ideal candidate. Am I correct in assuming?
Yeah, there you
that?
Go. Absolutely. You're completely right there.
Okay, final question is concerning the necessary security to start off with these discussions and the security of the communication systems. Am I correct in assuming that using a system that would be difficult to interfere with would be feasible?
Well, it's not so much the system as the software involved, but yes, it is feasible. You could set it up so that it's password protected.
What about the term encrypting?
As long as everyone has all the right encryption gear on all ends, it could be done, yeah.
That is something that can be worked upon.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I have an idea. Do you know how we got those iRetina scanners?
Well, that's a little,
that's going to a financial extreme
there.
Yes, it is. It's way ahead of us with our computers.
It's getting there. We're close.
We're close, but not, no cigar yet.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, the encryption would work as far as keeping anybody from coming into it. It could still be hacked, but it'd be a lot tougher.
Okay, what about an encryption system with the terminology firebreaks?
Oh, firewalls? Yeah, that's basically you'd have to run it. Your servers that are going through each of the various speakers would have to go through a firewall. That's right. That would allow, you know, keep the encryption secure. So a secure server, right?
Yeah. Firewall would do that.
Okay,
you're sharper on that than I am.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Enjoy. Yeah, firewall would look well.
Yeah, you're sharper on that than I am. I don't. See, you're way ahead of me, Russ, when it comes. You're way ahead of me.
Greetings. I am honored to be the last speaker. It is my honor and privilege to be the elected representative of Sirius that has been elected to attend tonight in my duties as president. I formally thank all of you for participating in these discussions. I also thank you for being present this evening and asking and answering questions that are very useful in helping us to formulate a answer and a discussion that will aid us with our various council members to select an individual that would be ideal for the position that we are offering. The individual is not an ambassador. The individual is a representative to the discussions from Sirius, but not an ambassadorial position, as to have two ambassadors on Hades based from Sirius would be a serious conflict and an insult to the current ambassador and make the position of the current ambassador very tenuous and difficult. This individual will report directly to the ambassador, who in turn will report directly to myself and my successor, or the successor that will follow the current ambassador once the position is vacant, if that is so desired by the current ambassador. It is my duty as president to welcome all individuals that are going to be participating, and you are participating in the basic startup process. So on behalf of Sirius, I thank you deeply. It is an honor and a pleasure to be able to communicate with a wide cross-section of age within your planet, from the youngest to one of the most senior being present. It is also my duty to make myself available through the ambassador for any questions that any of you have to ask, or any suggestions that you feel may be useful for the discussion. Again, it is my honor and a privilege to be here, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl's father.
Oh, okay.
President Snack.
Dad.
Super.
My pleasure.
Dad. Please, at the moment, that would not be appropriate.
No, I understand. It is an honor. I do have a question, though. is I'm not exactly clear on what are the duties of this person from Sirius that they're going to be doing with the conference.
I don't think they're too clear at this time either. It's just nice to have it confirmed that it will not be an ambassadorial position, and this is a formal moment for us. Thank you. It is very difficult position, and to have an individual in my jurisdiction as a possible assistant ambassador or an undersecretary for whatever purpose is going to definitely be a position that is going to be difficult and demanding for the individual. As I am the ambassador, I will answer any questions that are open and have been brought forth at this time. Are there any questions?
I have one, just for my own curiosity. Is Ceres going to choose a representative from the Earth to go into this conference, talks, what discussions, however you want to put it?
More than likely, that will be the case. There will be a representative from Earth that will be brought in. Again, somebody that is having the best interests of your species at heart, not an individual that has worked with any group whatsoever in the past.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
no problem. Any more questions?
No, thank you.
Basically, I have one. Is on the just what we know of the communication abilities for this conference. I assume that there's going to be various forms of communication used and not just restricting it to just one.
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. On behalf of the Council of Sirius and the Council of 12, it has been an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Should be more like chat rooms and the video conference phone. Regular email transferring back and forth.
Hey.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm cool. I'm hit.
You've been listening into what's been going on?
Oh, very much so.
Oh, I figured you was.
Yeah, you're sitting here watching very intently all the comings and goings. Everybody has been stiff and formal, myself included.
Yeah, I noticed. Now you can relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can relax. Big sis is... walking everybody to the door, doing the formal ambassadorial positions, Madam Ambassador. Mm. Okay, we got any questions?
How many are we limited to?
Well, there's going to be a Moldy present in a few, I think. I'm not in on what is going on, fortunately. I wouldn't want the headaches that my sister has been going through.
Stomach aches would be a better word for it.
Yes, she's been discussing that with Mark as well.
I've been going through stomach all day. That's one.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Question, Darlene.
Uh-huh.
These talks can't be limited to one individual to represent each planet. That won't work.
But why not?
Well, looking at our own planet, there isn't, in my estimation, any one person that has that much ability or trust or faith in this planet to represent it.
So what you're saying is that an individual from your planet would be able to be corrupted and put in their own personal views as opposed to what would be beneficial for the all?
Yes. I really believe that because I have never in my lifetime, which is a short period of time in your estimation.
Hey, you're older than I am almost.
Seen.
No, I'm older.
Seen or heard of any one person that can handle that kind of responsibility, faith, and loyalty? Okay.
Okay, so if I'm correct, it would be better to have a group of individuals representing your species?
I believe so. And the reason why I'm going along with the group theory is because each one of them will keep the rest of them honest.
Yeah, I see an idea.
You understand where I'm coming
from? Actually, I have a different viewpoint on that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, due to the fact that the representatives from each race, and since we're hosting, are going to actually be channels from this planet. Well, where is it? We're gathering people together to channel from each different race, so all at the same time can work through the channels in these conversations, in these conferences. So therefore, you're actually getting a number of humans together in the purposes of conducting these conferences. It's just that when they're channeling, it'll be the entities representing each of those races that'll be there. But each race is actually represented by a human.
Am I correct in assuming that it would be more suitable to have a group of independent individuals, possibly one person from your planet, to one person from each other planet or species, for example, one Earth person for one person representing the Zetas, another Earth person from Earth to negotiate with the Syrians, and one individual for the individual that would be channeling from the Pleiades. So it would be one Earth person per other channel.
Right. Well, no, not per channel. Each Earth person would be gone while they were channeling.
No, what I'm saying is an Earth person, if there are eight races involved, then there are eight Earth representatives. Would that be more beneficial?
It would seem to be. That would give a better cross-section.
So as in your legal system, you have a jury, then a jury of individuals to the equivalent number of species involved in discussions would be better?
That would be one I'd have to start thinking about really hard. The only drawback that I've got and thought that comes to the back of my mind, and I'm going to voice it, is any of these people that are speaking through the channels can more or less impose or intercede their own thoughts, which can be corrupt through the channel.
That is correct. That is why I'm thinking that it would be better to have an equal number of Earth representatives that would be able to spot and maybe force the situation to change.
Yeah, because I think a group of individuals, even though they're dedicated, would keep each other honest. Hmm? Does that make sense?
That makes logical sense.
Because you take one person, if he thinks about being corrupt, he can do it, and he doesn't have to answer to anybody. If there's several of them, then he don't think about being corrupt because there's other people present while things are going on.
You bring up a very interesting point that we will look at, and it is a point that is definitely necessary to be addressed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I just had to voice this because it's too easy for one person to become corrupt.
It is very good that you bring it up. It is something that we have overlooked in our trying to create an equal footing, but it is something that is very correct for you to bring to the forefront at this time. It is something that it is better to have it brought to the forefront at this time than once the discussions have started, mm-hmm. because it would be difficult
To change.
We would be back to square one if we had to change representatives from your planet, whereas if you have
five or eight individuals, one can definitely fall by the wayside, or even two, and you can still continue as replacements are looked for and are given the information to fill in. Whereas if one individual was the only representative and that individual, for whatever reason, became unable to participate, then there would be no representative from your planet, so therefore it would be very useful. What a fairer idea might be is for each representative that there is a replacement representative that is informed of what is going on, but not of the points of view of the individuals that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore they would be kept informed at all times of what is going on.
So if anything happened, they could step into their place.
That is correct.
That'd be great.
Okay, do you have any more concerns that there should be brought up at this time?
No.
I don't think so. That was the one that was really bothering me.
Okay, as President Tanaka said, if you have any concerns, any ideas, if you could forward that information to himself through the ambassador, that would be very useful, and obviously it will be brought to our attention immediately. These concerns are given.
Okay.
If you know of anybody else that has concerns or brings up concerns, again, forward it on to President Tanaka, and then it will be forwarded on to us to be looked upon.
That's
okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's the only concern I had.
That's a good one. After I've been talking, like I say, well, Mark has been the representatives of the Zeta and the Reptoids, and there has been some kind of negativity coming from those quarters towards that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to have something as far as backup.
Well,
so, how to look.
You stop and figure out. One individual representing the Earth. He's faithful, he's honest, he's correct, he's...
What's wrong with
oh,
she?
Well, no. I'm just using that as a
generic term.
Right.
Ah.
Now, be nice.
Can't say it. Yeah.
But
still,
understand, this person realizes that, I can rule the whole world by doing this. I can influence the whole world by being in these times.
That's true.
To my advantage. And who do I have to answer to? Nobody, if I'm the only representative.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought up those points, and I'm glad that Ashtar was listening.
Yeah, I thought she was walking to the door. I turned around going, oh, wait a minute. I hear something.
I'm sorry. It was bothering me, so I figured I better bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
I was kidding. Excuse me.
It wasn't quite like that. It was... Yeah, I'm talking, and all of a sudden, there's Ashtar standing right in front of me, and it's sort of like, I think I get a hand over here.
Well, thank you anyhow.
No problem. Okay, so I'm back to my ring mistress duties. I'm going to go and change, and we will put on... we'll put on something that's loitering.
Just hanging around.
Lauren,
waiting to talk.
Yes.
You can get arrested for loitering around here.
Okay.
Like it?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Busy night, dear.
Yeah.
Real busy.
And, okay, as I'm not actually loitering, I was actually being very formal and official as the commanding officer present.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The honor guard. You would be, the honor guard.
Even
more
that,
or less.
Yeah. Isn't that armor kind of uncomfortable?
Not as commanding officer, I don't have to wear a dress uniform that has been altered.
Okay. It will fit your mold.
Yes, my belly.
Yeah.
Right. My current condition.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
Well.
Well. What you got to say?
I've got to say that very informative, very interesting. Mm-hmm. I've been reading about some of your political negotiations.
Ah, which ones?
Ones that lead up to hostilities or ones designed to prevent hostilities.
Like the Rye River Decision.
And
the Kosovo conflict talks.
And the discussions and signing of the Magna Carta at Runnymede on the River Thames, I think it was. Mm-hmm. The discussions leading up to the release of Hong Kong, or the succession, not the succession, the giving of Hong Kong to a foreign crown, and then the discussions leading up to the return of the possessions from a crown, and the discussions concerning another little province called Macau that are going on.
Coming up in December.
Mm-hmm. Also, various other discussions over a long period of time.
Does this mean you passed your ballistics test then?
I'm still working on ballistics.
I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the matter with educated people that are discussing other people's faith in these talks, per se? Why can't they just be honest with each other and settle the cotton picking thing?
Oh, okay. I was a little confused for a second there. And I don't know. I'm looking at it with as much dumbfoundment as you are. I cannot understand that the maneuvering of individuals, for example, the Kosovo situation, the maneuvering and the discussions, and the political ramifications of what's best for me, what's my angle, how can I get what I want, how can I get what suits my group better than anybody else's group. To me, it's totally dumbfounding. I was reading a dissertation or a copy of scripts from probably about 1300 to the early 1400s, which ended up with two colonial powers dividing the then known and unknown planet into spheres of influences and possession. I'm talking about the Portugal-Spain. Mm-hmm. Do you know how long they went on?
I have no idea, but it's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really. You talk about the amount of money that was involved.
Then, money isn't the important thing, as far as I can see. It's the people that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm. Skip is quite correct on the thing, but I see, having read a whole wide variety of situations where negotiations and discussions are held, is that it's all done for personal gain, personal glory. It's not for the common good, what is best for all parties involved. And those few individuals that have, to me, seem to have been stepped upon, trod upon, or looked upon as negative or bad, instead of what is good for their little group or themselves.
Well, there I sort of disagree a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the fact that from my experience and my studies in it, have shown that whenever somebody takes control of a country, let's say, or becomes in a position of power, along with that comes a position of responsibility also to that country that they are in charge of. And it's just like for myself owning a house. If I buy my house, now all of a sudden I have my property taxes, I've got my water bill, my electric bill, garbage bill, things like that, that just keep coming on. They're not going to stop. And I have to keep paying them. And the money has to come from somewhere. And so maybe with these countries is similar to owning a house. It's not so much for personal gain
as to keep the bills paid. And in the whole, that does help out the whole.
Yes, but the way that I see it, let us take the most recent ones I've been reading upon, is that it's more along the lines of, to use your analogy, preferring one bedroom over the rest of the house and having just that one bedroom as the area that is maintained and cleaned and looked after to the utmost ability, and all the rest just being left, never being cleaned, never being looked after, never being worked upon.
A prime example was the Philippines. The president of the Philippines had millions stashed away while his people starved. Okay, that's a prime example of taking care of your country.
Aye.
Okay, darling. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you involved in something like that. Later. That sounds like my truck. Can't be your truck.
She had to go.
Yeah.
When I say she had to go, she had to go.
Mother Nature called.
It spoiled her uniform. And she can go and change that too. Okay.
Well, we get involved in some pretty heavy discussions tonight.
I was about to say, you should have carried on there, because I think some of the